Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you're looking for some calm in the middle of your circus, then this is it. You've come to the right place. Every week, I try to give you some tactical tips to grow in grace, not perfection, so that you can live a life filled with the things that truly matter most. I'm turning my thoughts toward all things food today because food is wonderful. If you're looking to use some summer space to get a little organized before summer ends, I am right there with you. One of the best tools I have for that is my simplified recipe binder. Listen, it's so helpful to have a physical place to put your family's favorite recipes, whether it's a handwritten note card from your grandmother or a recipe you found online last week. Pop on over to emilylay.com and get your recipes organized with the Simplified Recipe Binder today. I cannot believe we are already here, you guys. We are about to start school here in Pensacola. Yes, I know it's the end of July, but that is how we roll in the South. We start mega early down here. This time of year always gets me thinking as summer closes out and colleagues start coming back from vacation and school buses start to fill the streets again. It almost feels like a time for New Year resolutions 2.0. It feels like time has been flexible for a while, whether you have kids who are out of school or you're just a happy adopter of your company's summer Friday policy. And when your time starts to get a little less flexible, that's when you feel this idea of routine starting to pull at you again. And that is not a bad thing. You know how I feel about routines. They help us carve space so we can actually live well and with our sanity intact. One of the first things that begins to pop back into my routines is a regular supper time. And I don't know about you, but when I'm in make all the routines mode, I am gung-ho about making healthy, delicious meals for my family with lean proteins, lots of fruits and veggies. But here's the honest truth. There will be days when all of your goal setting and best laid plans are interrupted by life. Carpools and deadlines and errands and all the things that make you feel like the kitchen is the last place you could possibly spend some time. Or maybe you're just hormonal and completely over it. Whatever. I get it, okay? The kitchen is kind of a hamster wheel, and we all know I'm not exactly the biggest fan of cooking myself. But for some reason, these tiny people that I gave birth to, they all want food at least 3 times a day and a snack or 2 or 7 thrown in for good measure. So I have to feed them and Brian and myself. Listen, we'll have an episode about meal planning and meal prepping that'll change your life and all of that in a few weeks, simplifying the thing that I find really difficult. But today, we are going to focus on a few meals to have in your back pocket when you just cannot cook another thing. I'm talking like zero brain power, fridge to mouth in 15 minutes kind of meals. More like food assembly instead of actual cooking. And seriously, in the middle of summer, who wants to spend much time standing over a hot stove anyway? Not me. So here we go. 6 easy meals when you don't want to cook. Number one, this is a big favorite over here, oven-baked salmon. So we are huge salmon fans in the Lay family. Actually, I think 6-year-old Tyler Lay could eat salmon every night for dinner. That is how much he loves it. And I can't blame him. Not only is salmon delicious and easy to make, it has the added bonus of being super healthy, making it a win-win in my book. So here's what you do. Preheat the oven to about 400 degrees Fahrenheit and grab a casserole dish, or you can just use a baking sheet. I just use a baking sheet. Also, the non-stick aluminum foil is great for like really easy cleanup. Put your salmon on it, sprinkle a little brown sugar on top and a couple slices of lemon. You can put them underneath or on top or just squeeze them on, whatever. Really, it's hard to get salmon wrong. A lot of people eat it medium. We like it medium. A lot of people eat it a little more on the rare side. So it's really hard to mess up. So you pop it into the oven for, I would say, like 15 to 20 minutes. I'm always Googling this recipe, but really, you just can't get it wrong. If you're worried about the temperature inside, just get one of those little thermometers that you stick in it and it tells you the temp. We do about 15 to 20 minutes. And then at the very end, this is like for added crunchiness because I don't like soggy salmon. You take that salmon, you put it on the top rack and you crack the door so you can watch it under the broiler. Turn the broiler on and it gets it nice and crispy. It gets the brown sugar really like crusty on top. Oh, so good. All right, then make an easy side or two. You can do some rice or mashed potatoes. Maybe you get a bag of salad or a bag of steamed broccoli from the microwave. Boom, done. You made yourself an easy, delicious, healthy dinner. I really also like the steamer bags of rice from Thrive Market. You guys know I love Thrive Market, and that's one of the staples we get there all the time. So love that. Number two, zoodles and shrimp. Okay, I know this sounds time-consuming and fancy, but I promise you this one is easy. It is literally three ingredients. Let's start with zoodles. What is a zoodle, you ask? It is a noodle made out of zucchini. They cook faster than regular pasta and are a bit on the lighter side. If you've got a garden full of zucchini this summer, making zoodles is a great way to use them up. Just grab a spiralizer and go to town. I'll link a spiralizer. They're super cheap. You can get them on Amazon. But listen, if you're like me, not everybody's got a garden full of zucchini or a spiralizer laying around. That is okay. You can still get some zoodles. These days, I feel like every grocery store on the planet sells zoodles or carrot noodles or sweet potato noodles. They've done all the spiralizing for you. And to cook them, all you have to do is throw them in the pan with some olive oil and some salt, saute for like 4 minutes. That's it. If you want the zoodles to be a bit softer, you can boil some water and throw them in for like 2 minutes before you saute them. But I love them just sauteed. As for the shrimp, y'all, we love shrimp in this house. It is tasty, healthy, super easy. For this recipe, put the shrimp on a pan, olive oil, medium high heat for 2 minutes on each side. And when it's all done, toss the shrimp and zoodles all together with some of your favorite store-bought marinara or pesto. And there you have it. A super easy, healthy meal that took you like 15 minutes to make. Number three, slow cooker pulled pork. So, like so many of you, I love my slow cooker. It saves me so much time and brain space every time I use it. And one of my favorite slow cooker meals of all time is pulled pork. It is so easy and it's awesome. Like, leftovers are super great. You can do so many things with them. So buy some pork, put it in a slow cooker on low for like 8 to 10 hours with 2 cups of chicken broth and some salt and pepper, and then you just leave it while your house slowly starts to smell like a summer cookout. Then you shred it, use 2 forks, add in some barbecue sauce. We love Sweet Baby Ray's, and you make some sandwiches or wraps or salads. My family loves Hawaiian rolls. I mean, who doesn't love Hawaiian rolls? So we will do pulled pork on Hawaiian rolls, get like a store-bought fruit salad, some potato chips, Ruffles, yum, what a great meal. And as you know, of course, a slow cooker recipe makes so many leftovers. This is no exception, what a win. Also, if you wanna get a little fancier, Two Peas in Their Pod has a great slow cooker pulled pork recipe that makes the barbecue sauce inside the slow cooker with the pork. That's if you're feeling fancy. I just dumped the baby rays on it and call it a day. But I have made this one before and it's really good. I'll link to it in the show notes. You guys know I am obsessed with how to organize and automate life, especially when it comes to meal planning. We've been talking all about great meals when you don't know what to cook, and I have the perfect solution for you, Green Chef. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, and they let you choose easy-to-follow recipes that are perfect for balanced eating, or if you're looking for a special eating plan like keto, paleo, and plant-based. Everything is hand-picked with organic veggies and high-quality proteins that are pre-measured and mostly prepped and delivered right to your front door. I have really loved it. It has saved me so much time. We've been using this for our family for the past couple of weeks, and we just had feta cheese burgers the other night that were absolutely delicious, and everyone was a big fan. Get started with your own Green Chef box today. Go to greenchef.com/simplified100 and use code simplified100 to get $100 off, including free shipping. One more time, go to greenchef.com/simplified100 and use code simplified100 to get $100 off and free shipping. If someone relies on you for financial support, like a child, an aging parent, or even a business partner, you need life insurance. You'll have peace of mind that loved ones can pay everyday bills or college expenses for the kids or end-of-life costs if the unexpected happens. And Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. Here's the thing. You can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. Plus, you could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. And getting started is really easy. First, head to policygenius.com, and in just a few minutes, you can figure out how much life insurance coverage you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. And when you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and scheduling for free. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius thousands of five-star reviews across Trustpilot and Google. Find some peace of mind today. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. Number four, open-faced sandwiches. Listen, sometimes all you need is a good sandwich, and an open-faced sandwich is basically a code word for clean out the fridge meal. We all need a few of those in our back pocket. So here's what you do. Grab a loaf of French bread from the store, or use whatever you have on hand, then top it with meat, cheese, veggies, mustard, mayo, whatever you love, put it on this sandwich. Get the kids involved too. Let them make their own sandwiches, as weird as they might make them. They'll be all about it. And then when your sandwiches are made, pop them on a sheet pan lined with foil and stick them in the oven to bake at 350. Or if it's too hot in your house for the oven to be on, I get it. Just stick it under the broiler until the cheese is melted. Caveat, be sure you watch it closely because the broiler is no joke. It will burn fast. The minute you step away, your sandwich is going to turn into charcoal. So don't go anywhere. So our favorite open-faced sandwich is we get a loaf of Cuban bread or French bread and you cut it like horizontally. Does that make sense? Like long ways. So you have like a top and a bottom. And then we will cut that into pieces. And then I will do like ham or turkey. I'll do some provolone cheese. And then I like to put green olives. Like we'll slice up green olives and put it on top. And then put a little bit of Italian dressing. Any kind of Italian will work. I love the Olive Garden Italian dressing. You put a little bit on top. Yes, it makes it a little soggy-ish. Not soggy. It just makes it like, it's dressing on a sandwich. It's just so good. Trust me, it's not soggy. And then you let the bread get a little crunchy. I'm starving now. Number five, this is one of my favorites. Mac and peas. Yes, you heard me. My kids actually asked for this meal tonight. Mac and peas is a staple in our house, especially like if we have a babysitter or something. Sometimes after a long day of school and work and all the things, like all you want is a little comfort food. And that is why we always have a few boxes of our favorite mac and cheese, specifically Annie's mac and cheese, and a bag of frozen peas. So what you do is you cook the mac and cheese just like you normally would. You get it all done. Take the frozen peas out and dump them in and keep stirring and wait a minute. And then the warm noodles cook the peas. It's so yummy. If you don't have any peas on hand, you can sub in broccoli florets or corn or edamame or whatever. You can just throw any kind of vegetable in and it takes mac and cheese up a notch. You get a few veggies in your kids. Win-win. All right, last but not least, number six. Are you guys ready for this one? Order takeout. Sometimes takeout is the last connection to sanity you have on your busiest days. Put together a running list of your family's favorite local restaurants and call in an order. This takes so much stress off of you and gets your kids excited to eat a meal that they typically don't get to have. It's truly a lifesaver on the days where I cannot even imagine spending 5 minutes in the kitchen. If we're feeling healthy, we will get Zoe's Kitchen. That's one of our favorites. And that's it. Listen, I know the struggle of getting food on the table when you're over it. Just remember, you don't have to be Superwoman. You don't have to make a 5-course meal every single night. Just get something on the table. Sometimes a cereal dinner, a PB&J, or a grilled cheese is exactly what you need. And as long as you're all sitting down and eating together, like that's a really special meal. Remember, that's the most important thing anyway. As we close out this episode, I would like to pray a little blessing over you as you think about how to care for your body and your family, even on the craziest days. May you welcome simplicity and ease into your kitchen while removing the stress of cooking and meal planning. May you nourish your mind, body, and soul with simple but delicious foods. And may each meal bring you and your family a little closer together. As always, I like to leave a little tip to help you put what we've talked about today into practice in real life. And so here is your task for this week. Maybe you create a new tradition to have the same dish on the same night each week. Friday night is pizza in the lay house. Maybe you do Taco Tuesday or pick a rotisserie chicken up on Monday after work. Taking the guesswork out of what's for dinner one night a week is a vacation for your brain. Give yourself that small gift, and I bet your family might like it too. Thank you for listening to the Simplified Podcast. I hope today's episode showed you a few new tricks for your dinnertime routine. Work smarter, not harder, friends. You can find show notes for this episode at emilylay.com/podcast, where you can check out links and resources I mentioned here, and you can shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. Plus, for more simplicity tips, you can find me on Instagram at emilylay and at Simplified. Also, did you know you can watch the Simplified podcast on video? It's true. They are so easy to share with friends too. Head on over to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/SimplifiedByEmilyLay and subscribe today so you never miss one of our episodes. And listen, if you're looking to take a big step in your life, then you should definitely grab a copy of my book, Growing Boldly, Dare to Build a Life You Love, which is in stores right now wherever you buy books. And one last thing, I can't tell you how much it means to me to spend time with you here every single week. If you like what you're hearing, I would love it if you would hop over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. That is one of the most powerful ways we can help the show grow and get into the hands of women looking to make big changes in their own lives. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. Bye.